The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Babyface, I'll be with you next. Don't go anywhere.
Anna complains that her life is so mundane. She likes to tease the boys on Bumble days. Now all that she can do is think about Korean dudes. And that her sister kicks it out on the first day. It's a shame. She just wants to watch on Panatay. Oh, 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 oh. Or on YouTube watching them eat cake.
You like it, Anna?
I do.
I know she cries and she thinks that it's a tragedy. That no one wants to scramble her fried eggs. And she don't understand how to act on a first date. And then starts to complain when they don't stay. And all a dude can do is listen to conspiracies. And all the while he's mapping out the best way to escape.
John from Naples latest. Great job,
Dan Bubba Radio number one. Listen to it. If you don't, you better take your ass somewhere else.
Babyface, you there?
Yeah, sorry, I was just touching myself thinking about Elwood on the John Deere 160.
Yeah, it's
160G.
It's hot.
160G with a thumb pickup, Willie.
Oh, man.
And the results from Arizona.
And the result. You're masturbating to Elwood's 160 skills and the Arizona returns. So,
all
Babyface, what is going on? Like, I mean, can you just...
So here's the lay of the land heading into today, right? So yesterday, Wisconsin, Michigan finally locked up. There'll be a recount in Wisconsin. Trump had a recount in 2016. Well, Hillary actually requested the recount in 2016 there when Trump won by 10,000 votes. Biden's up by 20,000 votes there right now. And
so there's going to be a Wisconsin recount. Lock that in.
Right, but the last two times there's been a recount in Wisconsin, it's changed the votes by about 150 votes. So he's down 21,000. It's highly unlikely that the recount in Wisconsin will yield anything, but it's within his right to request one.
All right, so Wisconsin, but you're going to keep Wisconsin still locked blue.
What about the 138,000 bag of Bidens that were found?
Yeah, that's all fake news.
So we got Wisconsin with a recount, Willie. You don't think nothing changes there?
Right. Michigan, Wayne County came in. There's no way in the world. I mean, it's over 120,000 or whatever it got up to votes. That's locked in. I don't think there's going to be much legal wrangling in the state of Michigan. That's a done deal for Biden there. So now what we're left with really are North Carolina, which there won't be any action with that. They're waiting for all the final mail-in ballots to come in. There will unlikely be enough to.
So you think North Carolina stays red? Georgia probably is probably red.
Well, no. Here's the thing with Georgia. So as the mail-in votes have been tabulated in these counties, it is skewing heavily, heavily over 70% going to Biden. It is narrowed down in Georgia to 18,300 votes. There are somewhere in the estimates of around 60,000 to 70,000 votes remaining. If Biden continues to win 70% of the mail-in vote in Georgia, we're going to see Georgia decided by 1 or 2,000 votes either way.
All right.
That's going to a recount as well.
All right.
Georgia, it's almost guaranteed to.
We got a Wisconsin recount. We got a Michigan no deal, Willie. We got a North Carolina Trump lock-in with a Georgia possibly maybe being a Biden kicker, but certainly lock it in for a recount.
lock it in for a recount.
All right,
for sure.
And then we go to Arizona and Nevada. I'm assuming that's your next states you want to talk about.
Yeah, we can go to Arizona next. So what's happening there, the AP and Fox News called it on election night, and it may have been premature because the votes that are coming in now, while they are mail-in ballots, which tend to be to skew Democratic, they are mail-in ballots that were sent in at the last minute, which tend to be redder in the state of Arizona.
All right.
And so Trump over the – so they did two vote drops, which they call them tranches. They did two vote tranches last night. And in both of those, Trump was carrying about 57% to 58% of the vote. With what's still outstanding, which is about, I think, 300,000 votes in Arizona, if he continues to win 57% of the vote, Arizona will be decided by 5,000 votes either way as well.
All right. So now, okay. So let me see if I can feel you, okay? Work with me. We're going to keep Wisconsin and Michigan as blue, okay? We're going to take Pennsylvania and turn it red.
No. I haven't gotten to Pennsylvania yet.
All
that
right.
is one that's going to turn blue later on today.
All right, so hold on,
and
buddy.
And then there's going to be a lot of legal wrangling there.
So then we'll go to North Carolina. We're going to make North Carolina red because I got my fancy little interaction.
Wait, he's got a Pennsylvania blue kicker?
Well, hold on.
That's coming.
So let me just follow my lead here, okay?
Blitzer.
I got my interactive map here that I'm working with here. Wisconsin stays blue. Michigan stays blue based on what Brian's saying. North Carolina gets officially locked in as red. We go down to Georgia, and we throw it up now as a toss-up because it's a whodunit with a recount coming as well. Now we go to Arizona.
The reason in Georgia is I don't know. It's a toss-up because I don't know how it's going to go. If let's say Trump ends up 6,000 votes in Georgia, a recount's not going to change that.
All right.
But it's a toss-up because
so
it
as
can
I go through,
literally
as I,
go either
as
way.
As I go through my different scenarios here, do you want me to do toss-up, blue, or red?
Yeah, the Georgia's a toss-up.
All right. Now let's go to Arizona. Are you saying potentially Arizona could go red?
Yes, Arizona's a toss-up.
So I put that. That's a gold toss-up as well.
Yep.
All right. Now we go to Nevada, and we'll end
complete
with
complete toss-up.
So it's not even – don't even lock it into blue, Willie?
Not even close. We have no idea how the votes are going to come in because, again, these are late mail-ins. If it follows the trend in Arizona, that's very positive for Trump. But we have no idea. They were going to release results last night, and they pulled back and said, no, we'll drop a bunch of votes at noon today. So at noon today, Nevada will be providing us with an update, and we should have a clearer picture of how the vote's
all right.
breaking in Nevada.
So here's an overview. Wisconsin stays blue. Michigan stays blue. North Carolina goes to red.
And a lot of Arizona votes, they said that they're going to, like Maricopa County said, they're not going to release them till Thursday night.
Okay. So continuing on my trek here, North Carolina goes red. Georgia goes from red to toss up.
But Brian, Georgia's probably going to go Trump. But I get that it's a toss up, though.
So here's the thing on that, Blitz. So yesterday, Trump was up 300,000, or at the end of Tuesday, Trump was up some 300,000 votes in Georgia.
Yes.
As they've been counting these mail in ballots, even in red counties, Biden has been making up ground. There is
but the numbers out now say 100% of all absentee ballots have been counted.
Yeah, but then when you actually look at the county by county level, it's not that
right.
That's not the case.
For
if
this,
you go to the county by county level, there's Gwinnett County has votes remaining.
Listen to me. If I give you Wisconsin and Michigan lock-ins, you're going to have to give me a little leap of faith on the Georgia deal, and I'm going to make it red. You just can't argue all the time.
No, I'm not arguing all the time. I'm just saying it's too early to call.
I agree with Brian. It's really, really close. I think it's going to go Trump, but I'm okay with calling it a toss-up still.
I think it's going – look, I don't know who's going to win it, but I think it's going to be probably 2,000 votes either way.
If somebody put a gun to your wife's head and said, I'm going to shoot her, if you don't give me an answer, Trump or Biden, doesn't matter if it's right or wrong.
Brian said, I'll call you back tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I would prefer my wife not get murdered,
right.
So I would give an answer
right.
to something that doesn't impact me at all. I think Trump will probably end up carrying it, but man, the numbers are trending for Biden right now.
All right.
So I don't know.
I'll go with Brian on that one.
But I'm not. I'm going to go with Trump.
Okay.
All right. So now we're in Arizona. What do you think about that, Brian? I mean, like, if you're
so if you're giving Trump Georgia because he's currently in the lead and there's few, you know, the votes are dwindling, then you've got to do the same thing for Biden in Arizona to be consistent. But honestly, I at this point, like, if you're asking me what I feel more confident in, I actually probably think Georgia's more likely to go for Biden than Arizona.
So how about
this?
I'm going to do this. I'm going to make Georgia a toss-up, Willie, just because you feel so strong against whatever data you think you got. So I got that. But in turn, I'm going to make Arizona a toss-up as well, because you're saying that potentially Arizona could flip as well.
Oh, absolutely. So the lead is narrowed to 68,400 there. And there's still about 300,000 votes left to be cast. If Trump continues, if the returns continue to come in at 57%, 58% for Trump, which is what the two dropped last night, then he can make up that gap of that 68,000 vote gap. Now, the concern for him is there's still about 9% of the vote left to be counted in Pima, which is the Tucson area. That county goes much bluer than Maricopa County, which is traditionally a light
right.
red
so
county.
I'm going toss up on Arizona. Now over to Nevada, and we'll give the great news with Pennsylvania. Next is Nevada. Where do we put it? Do we keep it blue? Do we shade it red? Do we go toss up, Willie? What?
Nevada's a complete toss up. We will know more by noon today on Nevada, but I can't, you know, I don't think anybody knows how those votes, because the votes are at a Clark County, which tends to be a bluer county, but they were late arriving votes, and Trump was really selling that Biden was going to shut the country down again, and that had people in the Las Vegas area completely bamboozled and freaked out, freaked out and bewildered, because they can't afford to have their town shut again.
Now we go to Pennsylvania, and I'm thinking that at the end of the day, you're saying there's this big whodunit that's happening in Pennsylvania as it's trickling in, and that's going to go blue, which then doesn't even matter what Arizona, and Nevada do, because it's over.
The results for Pennsylvania are months away.
Well,
if Pennsylvania does go blue, then it doesn't matter about Georgia, Arizona, or Nevada.
Well, we won't know Pennsylvania. Electoral college, did Biden cross the finish line standpoint. It can matter from a legal challenge. Is this going to take months and months for us to figure out who's the president or who isn't, standpoint? So that's the issue in Pennsylvania. But Pennsylvania is the state that I feel the most confident in projecting, because there's good numbers. The state of Pennsylvania's website shows how many outstanding mail-in ballots there are to be counted.
A lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
And there is a ton. I'm talking 600,000, maybe 650,000 votes still left to be counted in Pennsylvania.
What's the current?
Three fourths of those are going to Biden.
And what's the current? What's it showing currently, numbers wise? In
Biden is losing by 163,500 votes.
That's not very many at all.
No.
Well, not when you have 600,000, and so 120,000 of them are in Philadelphia County. Philadelphia County traditionally is a plus 70 margin for Democrats. Right now, it's only sitting at plus 60. Those 120,000 votes are going to skew 9 out of 10 of them, is my prediction, to Biden.
Well, if you look at, the mail-in ballots for Pennsylvania are 80-20 Biden.
They're 80-20 naturally. So, and he's actually winning like 78-20, and then 2% to the
But
statewide, but in Philadelphia, it ain't going down like that. That Philadelphia is going to be a 90-95% mail-in ballot count.
So, do you feel most comfortable about saying that indeed the one state you can lock in would be making Pennsylvania blue?
That's the one I feel most confident that Biden's going to end up with the most votes.
It's not a lock-in, but I agree with Brian.
He's going to win. I'll say this. He's going to win Pennsylvania between 100 and 150,000 votes. It's not what you're seeing right now, those numbers are going to flip. So right now he's down 160,000. He very well, when they're done counting Pennsylvania, be up 160,000 votes.
All right, so that puts Biden, regardless of the outcome of Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, that puts with Pennsylvania – that gives Biden 274. Then what happens? He wins. He wins.
Well, the question is, if he wins Georgia, then he doesn't need Pennsylvania. And if that's the case, then the legal challenges, where Pennsylvania is the most vulnerable state to legal challenges. The Trump team had filed multiple lawsuits. The Supreme Court refused to hear two of them, but they intimated that it was premature for them to hear. They didn't want to disenfranchise anybody pre-election, but they're going to look back at those cases and revisit things. That's why, you know, with it coming down to Pennsylvania, that creates the most uncertainty.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think, who wins? What's next? Like, is this going to be consumed? I mean, is this going to be clear up until the day that the new guy's supposed to go into? Like, what's going to happen? Does this go to the inauguration? Like, what?
No, I think we will know who the president is by Thanksgiving. But it could take that long.
No, but would it be like, okay, this is the president by Thanksgiving, locked in. There are no more legal wranglings. There are no more, you know, things to hear. This is what it is, official. Or will there still be, well, you know, there's two lawsuits in Nevada and 14 in Georgia, and there's a...
No, if there are any lawsuits and anything is going to be heard, it is going to be done very, very quickly after the results are in.
Didn't the Supreme Court get involved with the hanging Chad?
What they said was that the stopping the count was okay. It was okay to just stop the recount.
So what I'm saying, the ultimate court, will this election be brought up to the Supreme Court? Will the Supreme Court make a ruling about this presidential election?
They could. If they don't, if Biden wins Pennsylvania and Georgia and Nevada or whatever, or Pennsylvania and Georgia, then I think it'll be a whole lot less likely. But if all Biden wins in the remaining states is Pennsylvania, then I think there's a very good chance that a Supreme Court ruling could impact the ultimate outcome of the election.
And what would that ruling be?
I have no idea, because I don't know what the actual...
Well, the Supreme Court's going to make it... They're going to make that go through the local stuff first, then the state, and the state Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court of the U.S. will hear it.
I mean, yeah,
so
I mean...
They'll look at the opinions, but they're...
Correct.
But see, everything they're appealing and they're looking at is based upon the opinions of the lower court.
Right.
So without knowing what those opinions are and what the findings of fact and law are, it's impossible to say how the Supreme Court is going to
rule. Because the U.S. Supreme Court...
Trump's got to feel comfortable having appointed three of the nine justices there, but that's no guarantee.
No, the U.S. Supreme Court
vote in lockstep.
They want to rule on the local court's rulings, not the actual case itself.
They're not there to hear this case, and they're here to see how the people that have heard this case,
correct,
you know, scored it, so to speak, and ruled, and to see if they made any errors in the interpretation of law while making said rule. God, that's pretty good, Brian. Wasn't it for me?
That was pretty good. Yeah, you broke it down.
Yeah, I did. Thanks. And I'm not even a lawyer.
Bubba Justice.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, like, I don't know any more than when you first called me 15 minutes ago.
Well,
thanks for wasting my time.
What you do know is that Georgia's still up in the air. That don't be shocked later on today when Pennsylvania turns blue, and that we will have a really good idea from Nevada. We should hopefully have a pretty good idea from Nevada by noon today. However, keep in mind, if Nevada is really close, they continue to receive mail-in ballots the rest of the week as long as they're postmarked by election day.
They have until the 10th to get them.
Donald and Joe are both going to be having Jamaican mail houses send mass quantities of ballots to Nevada immediately.
Well, I would love a reality show where Donald and Joe are locked into a room together until this thing is all settled, and we watch their reaction, like Big Brother style.
I don't think you'd want that.
No, I think it would be the worst.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious watching the returns come in and seeing their actual reactions.
Yeah, and every 15 happens. Minutes, Joe's got to get his diaper changed, and Donald's got to take another Adderall. I mean,
Donald's snorting Adderall,
and Joe's pooping his pants. I'd watch that. I'd watch that. So, I mean, you're saying by Thanksgiving we know who the next president is, and what is that prediction for you?
I mean, based upon the numbers, without, you know, and assuming that whatever the election results are will stand, I think it's going to end up being Biden, but we'll see. I mean, it's hard to say without knowing what the legal challenge grounds will
now,
be.
I completely agree with what Brian just said.
I agree too. I agree it's Biden, and then, you know, the legal things are exhausted and what have you, and you have the inauguration. What does Donald Trump do, Brian? Does he now do all the talk shows and try to get, you know, his message out, or does he just go and, like, what does he do? Does he chill out?
I mean, you know, there's talks of him just starting up his 2024 campaign now. And you know, in the next 4 years, just
he's gonna be too old in 2024.
I agree.
The same age as Biden,
which is too old.
Well,
I'm saying, hey, Brian, I'm saying Ivanka. How about you?
No, I'm not into the whole royal family thing. Like, I wasn't super excited.
I'm
about
not,
Michelle.
I could care. She's hot and she looks smart to me. That's all I mean. I don't care who where the seed that made her came from, as long as she's hot, she's smart. What else do you need for a president?
Well, probably how they stand on some issues.
You're right. We have the exact opposite in president right
now. Hey, you know what we have here, don't you? If Biden makes it in, and obviously Kamala Harris is the vice, we have a modern-day Veep situation. It's exactly like the sitcom, you know, with the Dreyfus chick. Remember when she was the vice president?
Now, Brian, what do you think?
And the president was too old, and he died, and she ended up being the president? That was the whole premise of Veep. Brian, are you familiar with it?
Yeah, it's a funny, funny show.
But don't you think that's what we got here? It's modeled
as too. It wasn't that he was too old. She just hated him and didn't want to be vice president.
All right. So what's the difference between that and Kamala Harris? She hates him and doesn't want to be vice president.
They're grooming Kamala to be the president in 2024.
But you know that
maybe like 2021.
Hold on.
Yippee O'Brando, 1,000 bits.
But she is not going to be able to be. Hold on. She's not going to be the president that she just, if they finish the four terms out and she didn't have any experience, they got to do something to Joe so that she can say, for the last 2 years, I've been running this country as the president because Joe kicked the bucket because we gave him, you know, we did it and it's an inside job. But, you know, I have a lot of experience. 2 years I've been doing it. Look how good everything is. Yay.
Well, depending on how the Senate turns out, she may be a very active vice president, regardless of what Biden's health condition remains. Because if the Senate ends up tied 50-50, she's a tie-breaking vote whenever there's one that's needed in the Senate as vice president. So,
what do you think? Oh, you love her. You absolutely love her, don't you?
Well, no. She's Attorney General for California. She's not dumb. She's not incompetent. I don't love any politician. I understand there's these Donald Trump fanboys out there. I just don't get that fired up over an elected official. I'm sorry, that's just me. But you know, she's qualified in the sense of her credentials. I mean, she's been a senator. She's been a state's attorney general.
Do you think she got that position because of Willie Brown?
No, I think, you know, but here's the thing. You know,
somebody say she slept her way to the top?
Yeah, with Willie Brown.
Wasn't he like 60 and she was 29?
Yes.
That's hot.
And how did Donald Trump get where he was? Because of his dad. I mean, we can say that about all politicians that, you know, very
just taking notes.
Make their own breaks in life.
Hey, we're just just talking about who she slept with. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, so she sucked her way to the top. Big deal.
I wish I could suck my way to the top. I'd start sucking. Seth, are you with me?
No. I'm okay being on the bottom.
Seth, if we can make it right to the top. Seth, you'll suck with me.
I thought you were going to be bi on the radio.
Yeah, you're bi, guys.
I'm only making out. I'm not sucking.
Okay, I'll suck. You make out.
Deal.
And we'll be like, you know, we'll be mornings on
Dunzo
on KROQ in LA. That's
say no hot. More.
Bye, guys.
You can pay me part time.
Anna would even kick it out wide for mornings.
Oh, hell
KROQ. Yeah. Anyway, Brian, I don't know how he turned in your political talk into, you know.
Hey, Brian, what do you think about Anna's prediction that Joe Biden's going to say the N word, and that's how Kamala's going to get in?
It's going to slip out.
I think it's a fun prediction. I would
very irresponsible.
Rather low on it, but
it was either that or that she was going to poison him. One of the two.
No, you can't poison because then there's an investigation and it looks suspicious. But if he just says the N word, she's going to, you know what she's going to do? She's going to steal his medication so he can't take it, and that's going to accelerate his dementia. And then he's going to let the N-word fly,
ladies
and that's how
gentlemen,
it's all going to go down.
Let me just tell you that Anna Hummel is not a recognized employee here at the BRN.
She's, off,
her
she's off the rails.
I'll show you my
her opinions
my
are not her opinions are not the opinion of me, and I own this place. So she's being very responsible with that statement. My lawyer, Brian Petroni, backs that as well. We don't condone her statement at all. Now, do we, Brian?
I don't want it to happen, but it's going
she's
to.
Threatening. She's not threatening him. She's just, you know, talking out her fantasy. Yeah, where this exactly. happens.
Yeah, it's my fantasy.
And it's not our fantasy.
Everyone's
as a corporation
got a fantasy.
Or a,
this one's fine.
Or a business. So shut your hole over
George,
there, bitch.
You perk up like nobody's business when you talk about how Biden's going to die.
Yeah, she's in death. If she, you know, she wants.
I didn't say he's gonna die.
I'm just saying, if Biden does die due to unusual circumstances, I'm definitely calling in a Secret Service tip on Anna.
Hey,
hey, that'd be some good press, Brian. Please do it.
Yeah. I want to get arrested on camera.
I need a way to get rid of her.
On air, I want to get arrested.
All right, Brian. So you're saying New Mexico, Arizona, and Georgia all go to toss-ups with Pennsylvania will be locked in.
I'm pretty certain New Mexico is going to stay blue.
I'm sorry. Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia all go to toss-up, and then you lock in with a Biden blue on Pennsylvania, and it puts Sleepy Joe at 274, and it doesn't matter then what those three states that I just mentioned do.
Well, it does if there's legal challenges. I mean,
there's going to be legal challenges.
So you can't just discount. You just can't discount and say it's over if he wins Pennsylvania. I said that's the murkiest state from a legal standpoint. He wants to win Arizona and Nevada because there's far less challenges that will be made to their results potentially than any results coming
of those three
out of Pennsylvania.
Of Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. Give me your predictions as to where they end up. My prediction would be Georgia red. I mean, could all three go red?
All three could very easily go red. All three could very easily go blue. If I had to predict, I would say my prediction would be Georgia red, Arizona and Nevada blue. But, you know, that's an easy prediction because that's going with whoever's leading right at this moment.
That puts it 247, 291. That's an ass kicking right there. You know, at that point, that's an ass kicking. I don't even know that the Supreme. I don't know
if I'd call it an ass kicking, but
well, I mean, you know, it gives Donald less.
What it does is it eliminates like he has to win in two states.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sure.
So it makes it then in that scenario, I say it's virtually impossible for Trump to become.
I would
president.
Go with that. I wouldn't call it an ass kicking though.
No, that's not an ass kicking. I mean, there is no result even. You know, even Trump's win against Hillary in 2016 was not an ass-kicking.
No, it was not.
It was a reverse ass-kicking.
Well, no. I mean, he won a lot of Electoral College votes, but the states he won like Biden's going to win by extremely narrow margins. No president has a mandate anymore, nope. And they have to figure out how to govern. And, you know, more importantly, for people freaked out about a Biden presidency, he's not going to have free control of the Senate. It's not like he's going to have all three houses, all three.
I hope he doesn't take Obamacare away because I'm just getting signed up on it.
He won't do that.
Yeah, great.
But the Supreme Court may next week.
Oh, really?
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's happening next week.
I'm in the Obama portal right now, getting ready to get some health insurance, please.
Well, you're about to be beamed right out of that portal by Amy Coney Barrett.
God damn it. I'm finally going to get some health insurance around here.
You can still get health insurance.
Oh, yeah, but not being part of the Obama portal.
They won't cover any of your pre-existing conditions, potentially, but that's okay.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see what happens.
Can we have you back on tomorrow when we have a clearer outlook? And, you know, and can we have you back on tomorrow? Because, I mean, a lot of this is going to get wrapped up today, isn't it?
Oh, I think we're going to have a really good idea of the results by the end of by tonight, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it'll be tonight.
But probably by 10 o'clock tonight, everything will be pretty clear as to where things are going. Georgia should be just about done. Pennsylvania won't be done, but will be. My prediction is that Biden is winning there by the end of the day, and all the other votes coming in will.
But Brian said it right. We'll have an answer on to where we're going. We won't have an answer on what actually happened.
All right, but so under this scenario, let me just. I've been playing around with my map a little bit, Brian, and I said just for shiz and grizz, let's throw Pennsylvania red and Georgia red, and it's still at that point.
Yeah, he
Trump
still needs
still,
one of the other two.
Still has to win one of the yes. other two.
Yeah, yeah. So he has a narrow pass right now.
Yeah, he's got it's a long shot.
He's got to win. You know, he's got a parlay. He's got a 4-team parlay, and he's got to have them all come in.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, guys.
See you, Brian.
Thank you, buddy. So, Lummy, did you? Rumor has it you cried.
I teared up.
I think he's still kind of emotionally broke from it.
And so, Lummy, you go to this vet in Plant City, right?
Yes.
And it's really not a. It's just like a guy's farm. And
does it look like the place that Dan Diaco voted at?
No. The front actually is a very nice, but then you have to go
to the back.
To the back where there's a bunch of barns and farms.
So
they
don't even take him into a procedure room like they say. Take the third barn on the right where we cut the antlers off the goat. So go ahead and when you walk in there, tell Jim that this is a little trim right here.
Well, they got two bulls, but they have this like back part that's connected to the building. But
now, did you have
off.
Baby on a leash or were you holding her?
On a leash. And it's
now,
outside.
Is he freaking out right now?
Oh, no. He's walking right next to me feeling good like we're going to...
he's like, oh,
like we're going to Ray J
cool.
Stadium to meet college bitches, right?
Yeah. He's having fun. He's walking up.
He's like,
and
we're going to the farm so I can see other goats and stuff. Real fun stuff like I always get to do.
Yeah, the two nurses check him in. He's feeling good. They're petting him.
Are they like hot farm nurses?
No.
Okay, Lummy, at least learn how to work, kid.
They look like Daisy Duke. They had a couple Daisy Duke bitches going, hi, Lummy, we'll take your goat horns right down to zero now.
It's Plant City, South.
How you doing? Mama's cooking some stew tonight, and there's bingo over at the Eagles. What you doing, Lummy?
Yeah.
They look like livestock, too?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, Lummy, you take baby and you put it on this wooden table, right?
Well, it was metal, nice, clean metal table.
Right.
And
so it's you and two nurses.
Yeah.
All right.
And Hootie Shiva is on the phone, like from far away.
Right.
And then this like real hillbilly old guy comes out and scrubs and
well,
put jeans on underneath it.
My name is Leonard. I'm going to be doing the procedure.
Was it Dr. Pohl?
Is that baby right there?
I got third place.
Oh, no, he wasn't even that friendly. No, he wasn't friendly at all.
Oh, no, friendly.
All right,
no,
so
no.
He comes in, he washes up.
Well, yeah, he had put his gloves on, and then literally I'm like, so is it, what's going to happen, things like that. And he goes, whatever you want it to happen. I'm like,
whoa. What the hell?
Lummy's in the Matrix all of a sudden.
Look at that boy, you're next.
Hey, boy, how much you went off the top? Here's what $50 will get you. That's about halfway down, and $125 will get him right down to the skull now. Name your price there, big boy.
So I said, well, how far do we want to go down? He goes, how far do you want to go down? I'm like, I guess to here? Is that enough? He goes, whatever you want. I'm like, right there. And he goes,
Did you seem to ask him, well, what's best for him? What's best for the goat?
And he goes, well, what do you want? Like, he kept just saying, whatever you want. Like, he was getting annoyed.
Well, because real goat men, Lummy, they know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
They're not passive like you are.
Yeah, like a real goat guy be like, well, hey, Jim, I'll tell you what, you go ahead and take that thing right down there to the skull if you like now. That'd
yeah,
be good.
Exactly.
Or we'll be like, well, you know what, Jim, I like to give him half horn.
You're all flip flammy. You're like, you're going for a haircut, and they're like, what do you want me to do? And it's like, I don't know. What
like
do you want
to do? Like
you're
going to one of those massage parlors, and she's asking if you need some additional love somewhere, and you're supposed to point to an area, and you're like, I don't know.
Well, they're staring at me. I mean, I look like a hippie with my hair and my beard. I'm walking in with flip flops and, board shorts on and a raised shirt, and they're all, countryed out.
Yeah.
And I got a goat named Baby.
Well, maybe you should have dressed up like a good old boy, an
overall. I mean, like an inside vet.
They're
like,
man, this guy thinks he's going to a surf shop here. We're here to cut horns off.
By the way, this vet's got to be pissed off because this is probably like the hardest way he's going to make his money all day is shaving this goat's horns down.
He didn't shave him. He took like a pair of bolt cutters and just snipped them.
Yeah.
He did?
So anyway, he says to you, Blitz, did we get maybe a hack vet guy here?
Like, no,
I don't think so. That's just how it's done.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He had 2.4 stars on Yelp.
Yeah.
Actually, he had the highest out of all the ones I could find.
All right, Lummy. So they throw Baby up here. Now, did they throw him up here? He asked how far down. I guess you say all the way.
Yeah,
right?
We agree. Then he like leaves. And he like goes to.
He went and watched a YouTube video on how to do it.
Oh my God!
I'll be back in 5 minutes. I gotta load up the YouTube. I'm gonna snip a goddamn goat horn.
You hear me in the other room going, God damn it! I want to skip this ad.
Yeah. I thought I bought YouTube Premium. I didn't have to get the ads.
Well, he comes out with these two shots, and then this like almost like grinder looking thing. I'm like, okay, all right, this looks good. So he starts numbing Baby up.
Now hold on, did he? How do you numb up antlers?
Probably in the head.
Yeah, right in the head, right around it. Like, he kept going around, and Baby was kind of, like, not really freaking out too much, which I was surprised by.
So he's shooting Baby's head up.
Were the nurses like, holding Baby?
It was me and the one nurse, and then the other nurse was kind of, like watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, hitting it right on the bottom. Well, he gets it all done. I'm like, okay, that wasn't bad. You know, baby was squirming a little bit.
So he took the bolt cutters and he
well,
got.
No, he hasn't gone to get the bolt cutters.
All right.
Then he goes off to the barn, and I'm like, I don't know what he's doing.
So
over
there. He took a little bit off at first.
No, he was just giving shots.
Yeah, you have to wait and let it actually work.
All right, so you have to let the numbing juice set in.
That's how they did it when they put my hair in, Bubba.
Yeah.
They had to numb it up and they let it sit for a minute.
They got to let it actually get numb.
Same thing with your butthole, too, when they did it, right?
They didn't numb me up, no.
Yeah, he walked about 200 feet to the barn to let him numb up, and he grabbed bolt cutters. And I go, what's he got to do with those things? And she goes, oh, don't worry, he does this all the time to bulls. And I'm like, she's like, just make sure you grab on. Hold on.
So you ask the nurse, hey, what's he do with those? And she goes, don't worry about it. He does it all the time. Now just hold on.
Yeah. But to bowls.
Yeah. She saw him cut.
Don't worry about it. Just hold on.
Yeah.
So now are they asking you to hold baby?
Oh, hold baby as tight as possible. Well, he comes over and I'm thinking.
Now, are you holding baby around the legs?
I'm holding baby around his stomach, my arms around like his neck part where his head is.
Right.
He's looking me in the eyes going, it's going to be okay, right? And I'm like, it's not going to be okay. I'm thinking the doctor's going to be like, okay, you need to hold it. I'm going to just clip it or we're going to do something. He goes, all right, pop. And I'm like, oh, like, and baby's like, no.
hold on. You're saying, do baby again. Do
no.
Baby. Baby went, nah.
Yeah, but it said no.
Yeah, Lummy says that goats can say no because baby yelled no.
Say what he said, Lummy.
No. That's exactly how it sounded.
Does Hootie Shineville got this on tape?
No, he was on the phone.
Why?
I don't know why.
We don't have any of this on tape. Well, I should fire you immediately.
Hold on. Lummy had to hold the goat. They wouldn't let him tape it.
But you brought a cameraman. What you doing?
He wasn't there.
What was Hootie Shineville on the phone doing?
If Hootie Shineville was there, he should have been taping.
Hold on, Lummy. Was Hootie Shineville there or was he on the phone?
He was on the phone. He wasn't anywhere near the procedure.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted to hear the screams?
No, he didn't even hear the screams. Because then the next one, he's going, and he couldn't get it to cut. And baby's, but it's like a louder, high pitch.
You're saying on the second horn, he had a hang up?
Oh, he had a hang up. And then baby's starting, and I'm starting to get like.
And now is baby trying to do buck and bronco?
Oh,
is
like buck and bronco.
He's getting lightheaded.
Oh. Was he bleeding?
Was this the day Lummy was high as hell?
Yeah.
Well, it was the day after,
but
he
was
still high.
Okay.
Lummy, were you still high, Lummy?
I was still high. My arms were getting all goosebumpy.
Now, hold on.
Screaming, no.
And did the goat bleed?
Yeah, a little blood.
And he bleed all over you. All right, so he gets done. He gets done.
Lummy
didn't
want to say that part.
I didn't want to say that part, but okay. Yeah, the horn shot so much blood, it went all over my shirt.
I saw Lummy later that day, and he had his Ray shirts on, and it had all this blood on it. I go, Lummy, what's that? And he goes, that's from baby's horns. And I go, what?
He's never washing it again.
Then I looked at baby, and baby had these two big pieces of gauze hanging straight out of his horn holes.
Lummy told me earlier, he's like, I don't want to talk about the blood. It might make me sad again.
Sorry, Lummy.
Did you have to drive home then? Did you cry?
No, so I'm like holding it, and I'm squeezing it, baby. I'm like, it's going to be okay. And he hits it again, and then he finally got it. And the thing popped off and hit the nurse in, like, the chest. And literally, the blood's going, and then we're trying to do
We would be YouTube retired right now if you had this.
I can't do anything about it.
I'm holding it.
Yeah. And then they wanted to give this, like, a shot just for, like, a little extra. And I'm literally, and then baby freaked out, like, got out of my arms. Jumped down and started running off.
He did?
And then started rubbing his back like a dog on the ground. And they're like, you got to go get the goat. Hootie Shiloh finally gets off. He's like, oh, what are you, a pussy? You can't hold a goat?
You got negative Hootie Shiloh giving you a speakerphone play-by-play?
Yeah. And then I literally have to then like grab the goat and like pick it up. And he's just like, oh. And my arm.
The goat?
Like, yeah. And I'm like, hold it. I'm like,
how'd he go again? Do it again.
And I'm like, man.
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah, so I'm walking it back over and I set him down and they give the shot. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. And then we got back into my truck and usually he like sits and stares at me.
Yeah.
He turns his back to me and stares at the door.
And he basically made his ass stare at you instead?
Pretty much.
So then you took him home here. Yeah. To the studio.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
And is he now? Jeez, that was 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Can I just ask one quick question, Bubba?
Please.
When the doctor came in there and he had the bolt cutters, did he size him up because you told him where to take him down to, or did he just come in and just he was clipping right away? Like, did he mark a spot with a Sharpie or anything?
Oh, and then he, all right.
He just eyeballed it.
Bubba, I have the bill, by the way.
Just,
in case, you can see it's a legit thing. I'll leave the emotional pain off of it.
You're not going to charge Bubba for that?
No.
There's some blood on it. I hope that's
okay. Oh, I forgot
okay.
Then they have to, like, iron them down, and that was another, like,
iron them.
Oh, they got you on that. Yeah, you're going to see that on the bill.
He's basically cauterizing
them. Yeah, he's cauterizing
them. That's extra 75. How much?
To stop the bleeding.
How much?
Well, actually, the two people got it here. It was Blitz and Bubba guessed it right. $200.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Do I need to pay you?
Yeah.
I mean, did you pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And we'll reimburse you.
Okay.
All right, I'll sell it to you today.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, baby feels good now. I mean, it's probably the most traumatic thing I've been through, and I don't want to do it again.
But when you brought him back to his pen, he was really lethargic and just wanted to lay down, and he was, like, really sad, was he not?
Yeah, and then Hootie recognized, and, like, Hootie kept going up and looking at his horns.
Yeah, Hootie kept saying, yeah.
He was like, thank God.
Yeah, thank God, bitch. Things are evening out now.
Oh, and by the way,
glad you're feeling good.
Yesterday, Hootie's starting to stand up to him now. Baby usually jumps up to the fence when I'm there, and Hootie put his paw in front of Baby.
Yeah,
like,
because Hootie knows you can't hit me with those horns anymore,
and
bitch.
I got good news for you, Lummy.
What?
They're going to grow back, and you'll have to do that again eventually.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to grow back. He said he's not sure.